The first thing that I want to say to you is I understand what you're going through. You've been on self-improvement for a while now and you've made some good progress. You've been focused on doing the good habits and quitting the bad habits. And even though you're not as consistent as you'd like to be, you have stuck to this for a good few months. You haven't quit, which is awesome. Every now and then you've probably been doubting the process and like aggressively quitting self-improvement and saying, yeah, this shit doesn't really work. And today I'm going to jack off four times. Like every now and then that happens because you haven't seen the real results yet. I understand what you're going through because not only have I went through this process myself, I don't know if you're going to believe this, but I've actually helped like hundreds of thousands of guys go through the same process as this. So now I want to teach you how progress in self-improvement actually works, because when you understand this, the journey just feels so much more fun and enjoyable, which is motivational, and you'll make more progress this way. So this is how it works. The first step is learning and getting ideas for the habits and, you know, what's good and what's bad. You've done this by like watching my videos. Then you take action. So this is when you made like your habit tracker, like the ones I have on my wall, and you started doing some meditation, going to the gym, whatever. The problem with taking action that almost no one talks about online is that when you take action, it does not correlate to your results. When we take action, we don't get results at the same time, do we? You know this, right? When we take action, the results are delayed. You know, like lag in a video game where when you're like ping, your internet's really bad, you'd press fire or, you know, some ability and it would send like a second later. It's kind of like that in self-improvement. We take action, but the result lags behind. The problem is we take action. We don't see any of the result yet because it's like off the screen. See this hand, this is the result, right? Right now it'll be like off the screen. You can't see it. And we've been taking action for a little bit. The result's off the screen. We don't see it. We're like, oh man, this doesn't work. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'll reset my nofap streak and I'll just keep going. I'll fap like three times today. And we fucked up the action. Okay, come on, let's do it. You know, nofap's really important. Going to the gym's really important. I should probably stretch as well. And I didn't see anything. Okay, fuck it. I'm not going to do this shit for like two more weeks. Oh yeah, self-improvement. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot about it. Yeah, nofap's really important. Okay. And again, what's happening is we're just, see my hand coming up on the screen, we're just below the level of seeing the real results. And every time we get super close to seeing it, we end up quitting because it's so like demotivating when you haven't seen any of the real results yet. And worse than this, worse than you not seeing the results, is that people don't treat you any differently as well. Like compare yourself as you are right now and all of your beliefs and values, your goals, to how you used to be before you got on self-improvement. Fucking huge different, right? Your values have completely changed. Like literally, imagine like the day before you ever discovered self-improvement, you thought you'd just be playing video games and gooning all this time. Now you literally know about the concept of building like an aesthetic body, looks maxing, all of these very, very important things, which by the way are in my program, top link in the description. You know about all these super, super important things. And these are your like your goals. These are the things that your brain is focused on. Your life, your mindset is so different from who you were 6 months ago. You are so different, but everyone treats you the same as back then, right? Your parents still treat you as that little kid. Your friends still treat you like that little kid. Girls you're interested in still treat you like that little fucking kid. Everyone treats you that way. If people treated you like how you are right now, it'd be magnificent. You know, girls would see you as this ambitious guy because you are like really like, bro, and like this should warm your heart a bit. You're a fucking ambitious young man. Like that's fucking attractive for guys looking at you, but for girls as well. And it's just kind of weird that like no one else really sees this. You're working hard, you're ambitious, you've got these big dreams to like retire your family, but then they still treat you like this gooning little child. And you know why this is happening, right? This happens because again, people's perceptions on you lag based on where you are right now. Their perceptions of you are down here. You're here. This is where you actually are in your mindset, your achievements, whatever. And as you work harder, their perceptions of you update, but it's not on the same level of where you actually are. If people treated you differently, like where you actually are, life would be fucking awesome. But they treat you in this lagging way, this gap here. How do we close this gap? How can we update people's perceptions of us. Because if we can update this, this is people's perceptions of us, this is where we actually are, and it lags. If we can update people's perceptions of us so that it's right online with where we actually are, self-improvement will feel 10 times more fun, and you will make more progress because when it's more enjoyable, you stick to it more. So the big idea in your mind should be, okay, how do I update people's perceptions of me to where I am right now? Think about that. That's the question for you. I'm going to give you the answer, but I also just want you for a few seconds to let your brain think of some answers as well in case you think of anything different from what I'm going to tell you. My idea to snap people's perceptions to where you are right now is to move, to change your environment. You know why this is so important? People who have known you for a while, their sort of perception of who you are is based on the history that they've seen with you, right? Like your parents have smelt your cum. Like your parents have smelt your cummy room for years. They know, bro. Your parents know you're a fucking fapper. They know, right? And here's the thing. You might have quit, but they just kind of assume you're still jacking off every now and then. Like with video games, right? Imagine when we were playing video games, like shouting at the screen. Every time our dad was so disappointed when he'd walk past thinking he's got a fucking bitch for a son. Every time. Now that we don't play video games, but we're on our computers watching YouTube videos which are productive, your dad still thinks the same thing because for 10 years, you have been a gooning little video gamer. So when he sees you on the computer locked away in your room, he basically assumes you're still doing the same thing. People's perceptions of us are based on the whole history of the time that they've known us. Because when you move to a new environment where no one knows you, you could imagine what happens. They don't know the past version of you that was a gooner. They just see the version of you right now that goes to the gym, eats clean, is productive, wakes up early, goes to sleep early, doesn't take drugs, doesn't party, isn't a degenerate. Wow. They're seeing a guy who's actually fucking on self-improvement. So their perception of you is exactly where you are right now. And I'll give you a little hack for this. You can actually just kind of like pretend to be 10, 25% more confident and people will believe it. And their perception of you will stay stuck there because of the first impression bias, if you know what that is. Like we make our first impression of someone within like the first few seconds of meeting them. And especially in the first 1 or 2 days. And after that, people will basically treat you like they've just seen you like that. So imagine if you move to a new environment, which is what I did when I was 19 years old. I moved out of my hometown, my family home, to move to university, to move like to these student accommodations, you know, like flats where you live with other university students. And before I went, I had been on self-improvement for about a year. I'd been going to the gym, being productive, learning to talk to girls, you know, trying to look more attractive and confident and whatever. But no one had really treated me that different. It was like I had made so much progress in my mind for my values, my beliefs, but everyone was still treating me like the same high school kid, my parents, my friends, whatever. But I decided that the day I would walk into this new environment, that I would instantly make myself like 10%, 25%, 30% more confident. You know, I'd come in with a really good energy. I already visualized I would see my flatmates who I'd be living with for the next year, and I'd handshake them like a confident young man. And I did exactly that. And you know what was beautiful? I positioned myself to be at like this level, and everyone fucking believed it. Because that's all they've seen. They never knew that you struggled with fucking porn a few months ago, or that, you know, you used to play video games and the girl who rejected you, or your parents smelling your cum or anything. They just know you as you are right now. So I moved into the student accommodation and I became pretty popular right away. Like I had some good friends and everything. That was my first year of university. Imagine that effect, which is already life-changing. Like imagine how nice it is that people treat you like the level that you're at. And I fucking 5X'd this in my second year of university when I finally moved back to the same student accommodation. But this time I went in with this way more like dominant, confident mindset, way, way more. And I kind of like just bumped it up even more. And I swear to God, I felt like, you know, like one of those like jocks from the Hollywood movies, like the popular guy who goes to the gym and gets the girls. I felt like that for the first time in my life. And everyone treated me like that as well. It was so different to the life that I was living just a few months ago back at home. Everyone will believe it because they don't know a different version of you. And as long as you're not really faking it, you know, you come in trying to pretend to be confident, but then you can't hold eye contact with someone. The idea is that you're just showing the realest, newest version of you, which is 25, 50, 75% better than the version of you that, you know, your friends and family in your hometown are treating you as. That's the major key. If you're struggling with self-improvement right now, a change of environment will do you wonders. Now, look, if you're 15 years old, you probably can't change. But if you are about 18, 19, and maybe you're thinking of going to university, or maybe you're considering like traveling or moving to a different country, it's one of the best reasons you can have to travel. You know how like white girls travel to like find themselves and to find cock and increase their body count? Masculine men should travel to basically have a blank slate with where they go to and the people that they meet so that you can be who you want to be. And you know what's kind of interesting about this? Can you imagine what happens when you come back to the same environments? You force people to see you as the level you are. When you disappear for a while, then you come back and you kind of hold that frame that, yep, this is who I am. People will actually begin to treat you like that. So for example, my parents and my family always treated me as like the gooning little video gamer. When I moved out to university and then I finally came back like years later when I was like 22 years old with a fucking shaven head in the middle of COVID, I just saved a guy's fucking life like a few weeks before this, like a homeless guy, and they knew about that. And I came back with this confidence. I looked my mom in the eyes and said I was gonna be a YouTuber. They fucking believed me. Because they had to, because they hadn't seen me for a while, because I just came back to this environment. It's like I refused to be seen like that, so I had to force their beliefs to be updated. But you can't do this if you stay in the same environment. This is kind of like, you know, if there's a girl that you kind of fumbled with who maybe she liked you a little bit, but then you just kept on texting her like a little blue pill bitch, and then she stopped liking you and you're wondering how you can save it. You probably know the answer is you fucking disappear. You stop messaging her. You stop interacting with her for months and months. You basically just forget that she exists. And at some point in the future, when you interact with her again, you'll basically force her to see you as the new version of you. That's the way that you like update the opinions of people who you've known for a long time. You have to disappear. So I know this advice is not very practical. You know, look, in this video, I could have just told you, yeah, bro, just do some journaling and meditate and whatever. But you've heard that advice before. I wanted to give you something which is extremely powerful. But of course, it's quite hard to do, to move your environment. If you're 17 years old watching this, you might not be able to implement this advice for ages. But you know why I've made this video for you? Because this is a goal that you should write down. Think about it, like this is literally part of, you know, your goal list. Okay, I wanna make 5K a month, I wanna build this physique, whatever. Part of your goal should be that when you can, you move out to a different place because of the excitement of being able to update your personality and people will treat you better. It's such an amazing goal to set. That's why I'm telling you this now. I know that a lot of my audience are quite young. You won't be able to move out maybe for 6 months, 12 months, maybe for 3 years if you're watching this. Maybe you're 18. Technically, you can move out, but then you're just fucking poor and you can't right now. But this will at least give you a goal, a North Star to work towards. And I want to explain to you, okay, well, how can you actually move out? You know, what does that actually look like? There's a few ways. The most normal way is that you go to university, you sign up to the course, whatever, and then you'll move to that city if it's in a different city and you can't or don't want to commute to it. Commuting to a university is where you'll go to a university which is close to your hometown and you'll just like take the train there or something and it's fucking dead. Like, don't fucking do that, honestly. I understand if you want to be a fucking doctor or something, but it's such a shit experience. Like, you basically get none of the social life benefit, and also you're going to university, which is honestly a fucking scam these days, unless if you want to be a doctor or something. So if you're being forced to go to university by your parents and you're too much of a bitch to stand up to them, 100% at least argue for the fact of moving to the city and staying in the student accommodation, because you'll get a lot of a boost to your like self-improvement and your personality and your stories and whatever. That's one of the ways, and it's not what I would recommend, because I personally think university is a complete and utter waste of time, waste of money. It's a quite a degenerate environment for most people. If you want to be a doctor and you need a degree, then by all means go ahead. But for most guys watching this, that isn't for you. Then the other thing is like those random things like internships or random international jobs. And that's kind of like a bit more of a rare thing, so I'm not going to cover that too much. But the biggest way how to move away from your hometown, make money online. When you make money online, you can literally just go travel the world. It's legit. You know, you've heard people talk about this. Make money from your laptop and move to Thailand. Like, that's legit, bro. All my fucking friends literally do that. I do that. Everyone is basically making money online, and you can go to places which are so much better than your own fucking hometown. Chances are, if you're watching this, maybe you live in Europe or you live in America or UK or maybe in India or something. All of the places that like most of my audience actually live a fucking shit for self-improvement. Everyone's a fucking degen. The women are low quality as fuck. Everyone's like just into cocaine and drugs and degeneracy. They're all fucking retards, basically, where we all come from. But certain places in the world are fucking amazing for guys on self-improvement, for guys who have the discipline to make money online. You can literally wake up, you make money in your business, you go ride your fucking motorbike to the health club where there's pretty women who are all journaling and reading books, and you can eat food that doesn't have fucking seed oils. You train in a gym, like, which is like outdoors in the sunlight. You get beautiful, like, it's just such a fucking beautiful life, and you're surrounded by people who are actually like on fucking self-improvement, who would respect you more for your clean diet, who would respect you more for your hard training, who would respect you more for like your discipline and your ambition. So my kind of cheat advice is like, bro, just fucking move to Bali. Honestly, like, that's where I fucking live. And I'm telling you, if you watch a lot of my videos, you would fit in here. You need to make, I would say, like about $5,000 a month to live a great life here. You could get by with less. Some people try and come here with like 2K, but then it gets kind of stressful. You're spending all the money. You can't like eat at the nice restaurants, whatever. $5,000 a month. If you're making that here, you can live like a, like, basically you're on Paradise Island. It's fucking awesome. It's like the mix of the city and everything. It's fucking awesome. So you need to make money online. And then preferably you actually go and you meet people who are on self-improvement alongside you. Maybe you travel with them. Like, that's what I would recommend to the guys watching this. Don't just travel by yourself. I think solo travel is overrated. Find other guys who are like you, who are serious on self-improvement, and travel with them. Live with them. It's cheaper and it's like 10 times more fun, and you hold yourself accountable. And that program that I mentioned before, we've got hundreds of guys on self-improvement who travel with each other, live with each other. It's fucking awesome. And you can join, top link in the description. But all this to say, it fucking sucks being on self-improvement and not feeling like you've made that much progress yet. You're on the right path. I really need you to believe this. You're on the right path. The first like 9 months of my self-improvement journey, I had no real results to show. I made like, you know, a couple pounds of muscle. You know, the progress picture where like you have to kind of squint your eyes to see that your stomach looks a little bit leaner or some shit. And now it's 10 years later. This is, look at my fucking arms, bro. How many times have you looked at my fucking biceps? It's 10 years later. I look fucking sexy. I'm one of like the fucking most attractive, most confident, like best fucking men in the world in terms of attractive to women. 10 years of self-improvement. I'm fucking rich. I'm a millionaire. I've retired my fucking family. I live genuinely like the dream paradise fucking life where I ride around on my fucking bike. I make 100K a month online. I'm jacked. I'm fucking sexy, happy with life. I've got awesome fucking people around me. I'm doing like weird advanced self-improvement shit. Like, I'm improving my sleep and healing my nervous system. Life is fucking awesome. Just grit your teeth past this fucking point right now. I had to go through it. Everyone I know had to go through it. It's shit. You're doing the actions. No one fucking sees it. You barely even see it right now. Just fucking keep going. And as soon as you can, move out to a new place where people only know you as the version of you right now. And you will never, ever look back. Click and watch this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.